Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Hour 2 of a three-hour live program. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's October 2nd, 2016. And this coming Tuesday, of course, will be the Vice President debate. And a lot of the politicos that I talk with in Washington, they'll say, well, you know, it's going to be a yawner. But, you know, it's our country. And there's a lot to be said about what's going to happen in that debate and how this is going to come out. We have Jeff from Idaho, and I want to make sure Jeff gets in because of going on. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Hey, Dr. Clark. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Hey, this is for John of God. That data from August 1st, 2016 on the 1567000 data looks good. And all you have to do is have a solar-powered 6-amp-hour lithium-ion phosphate battery, 100 hertz to 150 kilohertz, 3.5 minutes. Three alternating times, and you know, this could be used 24 hours a day based on the design. And you know, that item is now a stock item if you order it from TeslaGenX.com. If you're doing the best water frequencies, would be that 300 kilohertz center bandwidth plus minus 200 kilohertz that matches the August 4th 2016 image I sent you, 3256 with the bar graph from the lab notebook. I wanted to know if you saw the Z1 data and the issue sent to you about Steve from Austin about the interocular pressure of the cerebral spinal fluid and lubricity of the changes of the eye with the thick lens graded index application. The bug eyes, I think, are a sloppy Z1 filter, and they require the white light flashlight due to the optical density. And the question of the holographic issue on the podium display could be a telegraphic telescopic eye tracker, and the scenic data, I don't know if you saw that in the email, but the iris eye diameter, once it's exposed from 33 to 36 seconds, needs a little bit of video study. That video has had 2.2 million views since September 27th. So, stuff for John. I've got also the Dave McGowan show dedication with the ozone and the colloidal silver would help you down there, I think.
So I think is that I got a question for you. I'm with you 100%. You think you know we have some big. You got to back this up a bit. In my opinion. I've got two reactions. One is I'm just you put on your hat. I put on my hat a lot about just being a regular fellow who's listening to everything out here in the world, and you know, like they have street interviews, and people don't have a chance of knowing what's going on. Many of them You know, they don't care what's going to happen. And with the voting or with the world, you know, they just think, well, you know, somebody will say, I like Hillary because she's, you know, what she's done. And somebody says, well, what has she done? And of course, she hasn't done anything. You know what I mean? There's another thing. And then you got Trump, and they say, well, he's not trustworthy of thing, you know. And he's a womanizer, or he doesn't pay his taxes, you know, never understanding that you get tax deductions, you know, as part of your business plan. If you lose, you get deductions for that. That's why you stay in business. But now you're going to have all this business going on, you know. So let's say you're a regular guy, and I wish to hell I was a regular guy. I pray I wish I was. All I wanted to do was just have a good shot of beer, have a good steak, do some fishing once in a while, and go see a football game. And that's all I ever wanted out of life. And what do I get? You know, God's hands put in and say, hey, let's get this guy Parker out here to try to talk to Donald Trump. So you talk to Donald Trump, and the interesting part is that he knows a lot, and he's different than he is on TV. And I'm not supposed to say this on air, but, you know, because I got a lot of respect for where he's going. But, you know, I said, you know, get your S dot, dot, dot together. You know, I shouldn't have to tell you that. You know, we just met, and you know, understand water, and you got the thing, you got the engineers. He's really on the case. But you see, he knows it's fixed, and it is. And it leads to my question on your response of what you might think of that information, that the United Nations is telling Americans who live overseas not to vote for Trump. That's 9 million people. What do you think of that after, well, you're a regular guy, you'd put on your regular guy hat, not the brilliant person you are, and just sit back a minute and think about that. The United Nations telling soldiers will hold up your vote, which is what they did in the last election. You know, don't vote for the guy that is in the country, and the United Nations is renting a building in New York.
Yeah, it's 9 million felonies for election fraud to start with. So the data from this week that I gave you, you know, can still be used, you know, in the next month, you know, with all the prospective people that need to be thrown out of Congress, you know, with all the email traffic I was trying to get done last week. It was just kind of hectic.
Oh, yeah, and there are a lot of them. You can see how many are coming.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, if you basically put that one item in place, you'll be able to find, see, the genie's out of the bottle on the Golan Heights problem with Syria right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so all that has to happen is that just has to be bottlenecked. And then all those guys need to be interviewed because essentially the crisis time is coming right now where 200 years worth of fraud is being exposed. And okay, mm-hmm. And we're at the point right now where we're going to have a treason hanging national referendum session of activities that have gone on in the banking industry and all the genocide, all the war making. And this is all the thing, the depopulation lobby that we've been working on. You know, this stuff is all right in place right now. Right.
That's right. And so, the thing is that's the way I feel about it, too, because the people's vote counts. The big thing is that people need to go out and vote for whatever the direction they're taking. But I'm going to tell you one, you're absolutely right. And that's the way I see it, too. This is the biggest pile. You know that joke where you go into the horse barn and you start moving the straw and the feces and the rest of it? You say, there must be a horse in here somewhere. And the thing comes down to the fact that we're in so much trouble that the only way we can correct this, in my opinion, is that we have to have what I call a psychic revolution. In other words, it has to be based on the fact you take your chances and work it through. Because I'm going to say it, and I know you're saying I agree with you and anything, and we're not being biased, you know. But If the budget deficit goes on the Clinton tax hikes, or she takes health care for reform and puts more into it, which she wants to do, or she has in the environment has climate change as part of our Constitution. She plans to do that. She's planning, you know, what's called a foreign war system. Voted for the Iraq War. She supported Obama's Afghanistan. She took the bombing of Muammar Gaddafi and laughed about it. There's one evil person,
right?
And I can and that's my opinion.
Yeah, here's the thing, Dr. Parker. That contractor from last week, you got to email him back and forth for you to get this application done, and you need to calculate with the. With the atmospheric change and the lubricity of the eye, can you calculate the weight distance of that fall, with the friction coefficients of the eye, and how much that thing weighs?
You can't. There's one thing I want to say about you. I understand what you're saying, and I'm with the thing. See, it's very hard, it's very hard to make diagnosis on the Internet. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of speculations. And I don't believe her doctor's report anyway.
Right.
I've had too much experience with, I'm called the person of the last resort in medicine, and I get all the tough stuff. And because that's just the way it is. I didn't ask for it that way. What this is a forensic law case, in my opinion. This is criminal. This is forensic law case. And this has to be taken in a whole concept.
The real question I had is the Z1 optical cutoff, those filters look like they're being used as optical density, and there looks like there's a permanent eye dilation, okay, that could be chronic. And I'm just telling you, if you can tell me the diameter of that and the fall time, then that'll tell us the weight of how much of a thick lens it is if it matches all the work Majulovic.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to say to you right now is my opinion on air, because I'm getting into HIPAA violations, health information
speculation
violations right now, making this statement. That's why I don't diagnose on air, and I wouldn't do it that way anyway. That's why I ask for lab reports and things like that.
Right.
But I'm going to say something to you right now. We've been talking for 3.5 minutes, and three minutes and 14 seconds of it are completely true. There is a lens, and there are problems with brain damage, and there's a form of nerve epileptic damage, and there's another issue, which has to be done in a hospital, and you got to have the test to be able to do it. But there is no way in hell that I would put this woman have you ever heard of the secure room where all the secrets are held? Have you heard of that room?
It's probably a fiber optically connected sort of like a EMI, like a Faraday cage.
Yeah, it's a SCEDA room.
Okay,
and there are only certain people in the world that can go in that room. And it has a steel door, and it's approximately 4 feet thick. And to go into this room requires when you shut the door, you know that sound has been cut off from you. Now, Hillary Clinton went into that room with her blueberry. Now, just think about this. You're not supposed to have that in, because
right.
You can cause a national security issue of not only being possibly hacked, but also to change the magnetic vibrations. Now, it's a form. There's another form. It's called a SCIF. It's a SCIF. And to go inside of a SCIF room is a room inside of a room. And I've been in that room on the national security for Uncle Sam, and I can tell you there's no way in hell that you could put the Secretary of State in that room, you would violate cybersecurity for the whole world, for the whole world, because the SCIF room is for the whole world. She did that. And I'll put it to you this way. When you're in a sound system where you're cut off on the thing, you have over 400 screens in front of you. You know every human that you can think of that they don't tell the public that is in surveillance. And she faints. Now, just think about that. If you're in a secure system by which you have a blueberry and you're monitoring and you're in a soundproof system and you're in the most highly secure room that not even the Russians have that I'm talking about, you're in deep trouble. Because
yeah, it's proven beyond explanation. Right.
Yeah, because the organs in that room are monitored.
Right.
In other words, that's your identification.
Right.
So here we are, a violation of a SCIF room. And for those of you that want to catch up to speed and get into the real world, you look that up, the SCIF room, and get yourself a reality check.
Yeah.
Well, the Sensitive Compartmentals Information Facility. And this room is set up to prevent espionage. Now, if she has the whole process and she had her attorney spend a year and a half take off those messages, I don't give a damn what anybody does with email. I don't want to know about their life. I mean it. I don't care. I don't care what the hell their life is. I don't want to know about them. But the thing is that when they start screwing around with a personal identity and put the United States of America in jeopardy, I'm interested, you know? And
right.
The thing is, so I'm going to say to you on air, again, the second time in the past 9.5 minutes, where we're heading here is that everything you're saying is true. There's not only an imbalance, there's a formation of a different growth at the base of the brain, development of the spinal ingestion of the father. And that, by the way, she was taking signals at her debate.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dr. Parker, here's the thing. The Fresnel lens never disappeared because it's holographic now, and that could be used with that LED display that was on the console. And, you know, the Lester Holt, throw me a softball pitch was pretty evident. But I'm just telling you that if those lenses fall out, that's a national security issue.
That's right.
I mean, she's essentially the problem from Andromeda strain right now, if those things fall out with a seizure.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So if you get the optical density, I think that's the real things that we need to work on, because she can't operate without those things.
Mm-hmm. Now, I already know what the optical density is, and I'm not playing you when I tell you this. I'm giving you truth here. But the thing is that that information, I'll get back to you, but it won't be the normal way.
Okay.
We'll put it that way.
I appreciate all this. And, you know, we finished our month of strong things because we only got a month, and now we just got to get the voters out.
Absolutely. The voters have to get out. And, by the way, Trump's got to get his act together. He's
right,
got to
right.
make a new rear end in that
right.
lady.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all this treason stuff needs to be brought out. And, Dr. Parker, the thing about it is they don't need to bring up the women with Bill, but they need to bring up the stuff with Hillary about being the enabler and lying and all of the stuff associated with how she wrote his coattails in with this corruption.
Well, she was just building her power base. The women do that. When they're around men that have got connections, that's just, I'm not putting it out on women. That's just the way women are, you know?
Yeah.
And now this is why I try to tell people, they ask me what I do, I just say, well, I read newspapers.
Yeah.
Listen, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for all the time. Good luck with John of God.
Thank you. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, everyone. It's Parker Pathways to get back on air, and there's a federal judge in Texas. There's, I think it's George Hughes Jr., I'm not sure. And he's refusing to delay giving away the internet. And which is supposed to happen today. Of course, a lot of people are boo-hooing at and saying, well, that's not the real reason. You know, yes, it is the real reason. And it also covers the Chinese from putting their yuan on their special drawing rights basket to be the global reserve currency in the world. Guess who set that up when she went to China? Hillary Clinton. We have Guy from Arkansas. I want to make sure I get Guy in. Hello, Guy.
Good day, Dr. Nguyen. Appreciate you taking my call again. I'm glad you're bringing up for subject material today about the debates and everything, and I'm glad that you mentioned that Trump is leaning in the wrong direction as far as subject material to debate about. I totally agree with you on that, and I would further put out on the table there that he cannot go anywhere near the Lewinsky stuff and all that other BS of their private life, of their private life back there, because it's meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless. What he really needs to do is focus on the last 20 years of literal Democrat rule in the Congress, even though the Bush was in there, all he was a turncoat Republican for the Democrats. And he needs to bring up the 30 years or so of Democratic takeover of this country and all of the treasonous acts that the Democrats have brought up, and bring that onto the table, and quit taking personal shots against Hillary. Other than, I mean, if I vision this, I see Trump coming up on stage and saying, "Good day, Hillary. Which Hillary are we talking to? Are we talking to which double today? And by the way, are you wearing an earpiece so that you don't have to show the people you don't have a mind of your own?" You know, I mean, mm-hmm. That's about the furthest I go as far as a personal attack. But getting back on point, yeah, he's got to get on the real subject matter of the difference between his platform, EI, the Republican base, versus the treasonous Democratic sell out the country. And I'll just take your comments off there, and thank you so much.
Sure thing, Gary. You know, what people don't talk about a lot is people say, the person's temperament is not set up to be president. You think, when somebody says that to you, they say, well, you can't be in our club. They're not saying the idea about the temperament as being a temperament. Like they're all walking around amateur psychologists. And, of course, everybody walks around and say, well, we want to know how he's going to do the tactics, really. And then they'll spend the next 20 minutes knocking it off, you know. And Trump, you know, right, he's a negotiator. I don't blame him not talking about what he wants. These other people don't have to worry about that because, like, you take the governor of Ohio who sold out the Republicans. Take the Jeb Bushes of the world. Take the people that no one works in the United Nations going against a presidential candidate in the United States. There should be in the world court a file of a tyranny action, which is similar to the Nuremberg trials, which I talked about. I've already filed one of those in the Nuremberg trial for the water. But the thing comes down to the fact Trump may be his own worst enemy if he doesn't catch it. You see, you change the word temperament to the formation of personality. You got to realize where he's coming from. He's been his own man. He was trained to be one of the best in the world. He's considered one in the development for developers and architects to be one of the best in the world. So he shouldn't get personal. Pull his gun out, his psychic gun, load 6 bullets and keep one extra one in his pocket and put this lady away. That's my opinion. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Pat Race, and I wanted to get into the other aspects of the recycled water and the world stage and the recessions in the cities, development of the new China currency, the cosmic attack on the Earth, change of comet to chemistry on the creation of the solar system. So we have a long ride of information that's vital to you. Before we do that, I want to make sure I get Steve from Virginia. Hello, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much. I didn't want to belabor the issue in a way, but, you know, the a lot of physicians have mentioned Hillary's health and maybe neurological things, and I just was wondering, on your opinion, do you think that Trump should, how would I say, focus on a little bit of that issue? As far as maybe not being fit to take over, she to someone we heard on one of the shows mentioned that she might have been wearing some kind of a device to help her to look better, you know, like a back brace or some kind of a device, a physical to
now those
help
are,
her stand.
Well, the thing is, Steve, those would be if she was wearing something of that kind. It would be a magnetic resonant type of electromagnetic field, which would be giving spinal signals to keep the nerve endings firing, and that would be one of the things to do. But and so that's not out of the, part of the realm of possibility. As I said to the previous callers, you can't make in my world, which I deal with a lot of clinical tests and process of trying to make diagnosis of people that the physicians in the big hospitals have decided, well, let's get a second opinion, you know, to see where we are. Well, in order to do that on Hillary, you would have to, in my opinion, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole, because I'd have to look over all her chemistry and all her CAT scans and MRIs, and particularly brain scans. So I'd have to see all that in order to get to even start, you know, is the word of. But my private view is, I have several of them. In my opinion, I think that she has been incapacitated for a long, long time. And I don't think that she is able or will be able to continue in the office of the presidency if she's elected for many other reasons. Because a good neurologist would have to take a look at it and give her the kind of treatment that would be necessary for her to even stand up. Added to that, I'm going to say this, and I've said it on the past three shows. Hillary Clinton, if she gets elected president, I mean, she will do anything if she's on a stretcher on after November 8th. The elites, the crooked Congress, the corrupt Supreme Court on the common cause, which she wants to eliminate, all of these people want her in there. United Nations wants her in there. And the thing is that where we're at here is that my version of what her world is going to be like is you're not going to see her. She'll be locked up and she'll have her vice president, yes ma'am, who is a very, in my opinion, they're going to have a debate, you know, with the vice president debate. But my private opinion is she got a yes man out of that, and he's good. And of course, she's already indicated that she's going to have her husband take care of the economy. Her husband is still a citizen, and he has to be appointed basically coming the other way. He's already been impeached. He doesn't have his law license. He lost it. And the thing is, and he also has pardoned the biggest tax evaders in the world, and rich. So the thing comes down to, and he also set up the whole thing that gave away our patent office to the North Koreans.
Oh, geez.
which is in the book. Okay?
Oh,
and the thing is, you don't understand, and the thing is, so we're dealing with a criminal.
Yeah.
A real one. Not a BS one, see? Now, Hillary Clinton has violated 27 State Department rules of engagement. She's jeopardized thousands of people in the real world. And the thing, you know, that and worked it through. And any other normal circumstances, she would be in the federal court on crimes against the United States. So the thing is, in the real world, so they don't have any intention. If she has to have a resuscitator going into that White House on the ceremony to be sworn in, they're going to do it. She is not giving up on it. She's worked on this. Donald Trump is correct. It may not sound right to the people. 23 or 30 years she's been working on this deal. She was trying to fix the Electoral College, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Years ago. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, that's been mentioned also. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I think that, no, we're dealing, I don't like to call people, as I said, I'm one of these guys. I've always been this way. When you're in the military, I'm going to tell you something. When you're in the military, you went out of the battlefield, okay? The person in charge of that battalion would be XYZ guy, lieutenant or colonel or whomever. If he got killed, and the rule of engagement is that the next in line takes over, okay? Now, right. The thing comes down to the fact that I've been in many battles, and I can tell you right now, in battles I don't even want to talk about, I'm sorry I even mentioned just now, as I tell everybody, I just read newspapers. But the thing comes down to the fact, many of those guys in that line, they went through training, but many of them were regular males that didn't have leadership, that hadn't led anything before, but they were in command because they'd been trained for it. And they had to get their guts together and lead 150 men through an oil-burning field in a jungle. You see? And they did it. They did it. Let's say they got killed. Then it's the next one in line. It comes into the fact that you're the person, but the military was smart. What they did was they had people that they selected that were going to go through that training that they felt had the character. In the Japanese world, in metaphysics, it's called Ishinin. Ishinin, fire in the belly. That was part of the swordsman, the defense of the Japanese against the invaders 2,000 years before Christ. The samurai was based on Ishinin Kwasi Nanin Chao, which meant the great heart of the stomach of the fire. And the people we have today, that's why I recommended that book about retrieving males. The fact that we don't have males anymore. And it turned, and that's my opinion. That's my opinion, see.
Yeah.
And all Hillary Clinton wants to do is to lead a war. I know that about her. See, I'm telling you the truth here. The thing is that she wants this war because she wants to say that she is equal to a man. I swear to God, that is an inside truth. You know, when a lot of people, I'm going to say something now that I should never say. This is about, you know, and I'm not out to push against the Clinton. I'm just giving truth here. You know, when Clinton was going out of that family, Clinton was going out of office in the White House, and George Bush was coming in, okay? So the Clintons, right. Everybody knows about the story where they moved their furniture out of the White House. It wasn't their furniture. It was the White House's furniture.
Yeah, yeah.
They put it in a van. Okay? Now, I happen to know that on the Oval Office rug, there was some debris, human debris on that rug and on the walls, which is from human content.
Yes.
Bill Clinton also deducted his underwear on his tax form. You know that, don't you?
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. That's true. You got to understand who in the hell you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And the thing comes down to the fact George Bush was enough of a man to say, and he didn't tell anyone what I'm telling right now, that there was a feces on the oil office from the Clinton workers and the rest of it before Bush was to go in there.
Wow.
I know the companies that went in that handled that. To clean that White House up. Now, that's the kind of people you're dealing with. See? Now, my point is, I know that Bush, when he was in the Oval Office after it was cleaned up, and the thing is, Obama and he are sitting there on two mahogany chairs, and they're doing lap figures in their lap as to the budget. Bush was enough of a gentleman to say and he wanted to give Obama a little more money out of the budget to get him kicked off. Because he knew it was coming, see. The Bush knew it was coming. And Obama said, no, he's not going to take that, you know. Now, the reason I can tell you this, and this is what I'm reading on to say, is because I was there, baby. I was there.
Wow.
I was one of the second top people in the United States of America that was called the whispered ear of the knowledge. That's why you're called a knowledge engineer. That's the no BS designation under the Standard Industrial Code. That's a real damn person that does the knowledge that puts it in. And I can tell you,
wow.
Clinton, in the terms of those people, they didn't want that knowledge because they wouldn't make any money on it. You follow me?
Yes.
So that's the real world. So the thing comes down to the fact, all this debate is, to me, a sham, if Trump doesn't call it a sham.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I say on this program, I'm not BSing my listeners. Our country's at stake for real.
Definitely.
For real.
I believe it.
And the thing comes down to the fact that the government gives a lot of money to sanctuary cities, $20 to $30 million a crack in some cases.
Wow.
The recession never went over in this country. I think the cities that have been in recession for leased housing, I think is Kansas City, I think it's Lakeland, Florida, Dayton, Ohio, Toledo, Chicago, Las Vegas, Cleveland. You see?
Yeah.
And then you've got the nerve when Obama says, well, I'm going to change the energy system of the other side of it, you know, with the coal workers and things of that sort, never realizing that coal makes our pharmaceuticals. It makes our other energy resources as part of biochemistry and inorganic chemistry. That's why coal is important for our research, not just to have solar or to have wind, which is not going to give us enough energy to pee in after the thing that turns the thing because the government wants to get rid of farmers.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And so and that's the truth, you see. So the thing comes down to the fact that the reason this all has to do with Hillary's health, I've given it to you. I've given you real scenarios. There's terms of the thing, because you're totally right. You're asking the right question. Is she going to give this to her socialist friends to solve, or the vice president to solve these issues that I've just brought up? She's not going to be able to do it.
No.
They can't keep her alive for 4 years. They'd have to shoot her up with diazepam. They're shooting her up every day already.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So, there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't care, you know, about people. I care about health, and I care about those type of things. But that's not my big issue, believe it or not. My bigger issue is way beyond that. What I'm in inferring to, it's her mind. In other words, it's what she thinks. It's what the character is. It's what the what's called the theology of the person's belief that makes a decision. That's why they had leaders and dictators. That's why Stalin got it. His theology was to destroy people. If you didn't make enough, if the geneticists in Russia didn't make the right genetic disposition toward making wheat, he killed them. That's what he did. They chased Trotsky all the way to Mexico, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And killed him. Because he was able to oversee what Lenin was doing. And what was Lenin doing? Exactly what Hillary Clinton's doing. Because her mentor was Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
Yes,
so this is the process of the mentality of this. This is a bigger thing than just, you know, going on a TV show and kidding around. You know?
Right, right. Yeah.
So the thing is that it's... Her mentor was Saul Alinsky, and the thing is, and everything that's put forth on that socialist plate is what she's about. That's and all of these tricks and notice how she talks. She talks in a thing like an insulting thing to a man, you know, sarcastic. She's always mad. She's always a thing. Well, she's not really mad. She's beyond mad. She's pissed off.
Yeah, I believe it,
You see what I'm trying to communicate here? And that has to do with the health. If your energy system is altered by the way you think, your energy system and your magnetic field is going to change.
Yes, okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
You mentioned, you know, you're mentioning the sanctuary cities. That's something that I just, you know, I think, man, these knuckleheads are just helping in their own demise, you know, with and I guess those cities may be better off financially, of course, getting their grants and such.
Yeah, well, in California, the grant award for sanctuary cities is $132.5 million. For Parrish, Louisiana, it's $4.5 million. Uh-huh. For Clark County, Nevada, $6.5 million. Milwaukee, $7.5 million. Miami-Dade County, Florida, $10.5 million. Philadelphia, where they just did an interview yesterday, people are in those cities. They're not even cities; they're war zones. $16.5 million for the year 2015. Now, listen, it's been good talking with you. I know we took some time, but it's the most important question on the plate today. You got to vote. I want to thank you for calling, Steve, and staying on air. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Public Broadcasting Network, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I'm very much for families. I don't have one myself, but I'm very much for families. I've always been on duty, so I never had a chance to get that family going. Well, maybe I have a family I don't even know about. For the people that want to males back, for you feminists, you ought to read that book. You'll learn around what a real man is. That's my opinion. But I have a tip for you about Boys Town. And if you know a parent who needs advice, you tell them to visit boystown.org/parenting. Those people at Boys Town can help you. And if you need any further contact on how to keep your, you know, places to contact to keep your family together, why contact me on email, and I'll try to put you in touch with some people that might be able to help you. To me, the family is everything. And the study of the brain to try to make that happen is part of one of the missions that I accepted. And speaking of that, because that is a foundation for doing research that discovers which part of the preformed in terms of the pre-lobals, which are part of the lobes of the section of the brain, are being looked at of great importance. And that being said, in our world today, there's some work that's been done by Richard Carson, at Yale University, professor of radiology, and you can have a non-invasive imaging technique in the brain in a live human to measure the synaptic density, this density of the number of synapses in the living brain. And, of course, you do a PET scan with biochemistry, but the research has gone, and I've reviewed this project, and it's very good, in my opinion, and I've given my approval to continue. But they've developed a radioactive tracer, which has been around for some time, but this is injected in such a way it binds to a key protein. And that presents all these synapses in the brain, and the tracer can be observed through the PET imaging, and then the mathematical algorithm can apply to determine thy synaptic density in a live human being. And these changes, our synaptic density, of course, could be aiding in diagnosing, for instance, epilepsy or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. And another is how pharmaceuticals can slow the loss of the neurons and also determine normal aging. This is a huge breakthrough. It's Nobel Prize type of material, and I applaud it for the Brain Project. We'll see you on the next 5 hour of Parker Pathways. On our next hour, call our numbers 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard, and bless all of you, and I'll look forward to talking with you the next hour.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.